hear me out if you agree.
If you want to open a business, make sure that you are never in a place of need. I was in a place of need because I didn't have the finance, but all I know is I have to do it now. So I have to sacrifice a lot of my belief system just to make sure that my business can continue and evolve. Girl, because at that process, in that moment, I was exhausted, I was tired, and I started to go in my separation with my husband. There's a lot of stuff that I didn't pay attention to. So I end up losing my business in a sense where I got robbed of my name. I got robbed. I had to do the paperwork. Basically, I lost my business.
Yeah.
I was blindsided. And once I end up waking up, it was already too late. And I had to restructure everything. So that completely shut me off. But yet, I have to maintain. I have to stand up. I have to stay still. I have to be present. Because this is my business. People don't know what's going on at the ground. I am the face of the business. I remember the first night before we opened, I stayed until 3:33 a.m. What are the odds of the number? None of the girls were there. And the next day, I had to be there to explain to everybody what was the business about. But my heart is broken at that time. Yet, I had to stand. And then the pandemic came, and we have to shut down everything for the second time. I have a new business. The rent needs to be paid. This is a commercial business on Saturday, the only one of its kind owned by a Black woman. I have to stand because this is me doing something for the community. But guess what? The community don't back me up.
Okay.
So, right? The community doesn't back me up, but I have to stand because now this is the only way I have to provide for my kids. So, I am sick. I am depressed. I am hurt. I am going through a divorce. I am broke because every single investment that I ever had has to go to maintain the business. So that's why I say 2 weeks ago was the time where I was like, okay, Gisella, wow, I've been going on autopilot, not even realizing that I'm with depression, yet I still stand. So, yeah.
I have a question, because, you know, still trying to figure out this relationship thing. And yes. I do hear just women, fempreneurs, yes. right across the board. You know, some women, you know, are lucky to have a good man that does support them. But what I do notice is that, you know, the other half are really doing their best to build themselves, and they kind of have the support from their partner, but right when business is doing great, it's like that relationship kind of breaks up.
Okay.
And do you feel, I apologize for prying through your business, but I'm going to anyway. Yeah, but like, because a lot of us really want to know, like, how can we maintain a healthy relationship but also want more for ourselves? You know, there's all this femininity, you know, female energy, masculine energy, and so on and so forth. And apparently, like, a woman opening her business to some men is not very much supported. So I'm just wondering, you know, like, in your marriage, could it have been better if you didn't?
So I'm 37. Mm-hmm. I was a strong woman, two baby daddies now, I can say. And I will tell you, with the experience that I have in those two marriage, one of the things that broke me off in this relationship is how strong of a woman I am. But what I mean by that is that's the very first thing that they're attracted at. The thing with us in the question that you're asking, I will tell you with my experience, and this is one of the reasons why I allowed myself to separate from my husband today, is if I am a business person, I need to attract a man that is in the same level as me. The reason why most of our relationship broke off is because you are an alpha woman. Men are attracted to alpha women because they are used to have strong black women in their lives. But the problem is, if he is used to sucking on the breast of the alpha women, yet never had a business for himself, in the long run, that strong woman will be too much. And you have to understand, a man that takes the capacity to say, I love and I praise this, because he sees the women as his mother, a strong black woman that has his head together, but yet don't have nothing for himself, he can't keep up. Because there's a place where in a relationship you have to sacrifice for what to achieve. So it's basically me working on your back for you to uplift me so I can rise where I'm reaching. But you as a man, if you don't have nothing when I'm done and you can't raise up your own self and I can't pull you up, that's where the competition comes. And the ego of a man is, I am here to provide. But when you are a woman and you were providing, they have the ego part where the man doesn't feel enough. It feels like they're too strong. And my mistake was, they felt like, I don't need them. And legally, I didn't need them. So the ego comes in the place where even if I said, you know what, babe, I need you, I did this, and I did that. But every time you tell me, I don't got it, babe, and I have to take up, my love for you starts to diminish. Not because I don't love you. It's simply because we are no longer equal. But that's because there was a sacrifice that was made. But there's a place where, in that sacrifice, you got too comfortable, or either I got too hype. For myself, I got too hype because I want more. I opened a business. I moved to my business. I got my car. I wanted this more. If I wanted to pick up with my kids, I can travel. But you can't travel. You can't get your shit done. You don't have money to keep up. And there's a place where my first wedding is, I despised the man because he became my child. And I despised him for that. And he started to have resentment because he wasn't able to provide. And this relationship with my ex-husband is, I wanted to move forward. I wanted to have a house. I was ready to get a civil wedding. I was, and none of that, all of that would have been me doing it, and you just hopping on my bandwagon. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I can't do it. So,
and you know,
to answer your question, I hope it helps, but it's really, get to a man that's on the same. If you're a businesswoman, you need a man that has his own business already ready. Not someone that dreams of opening a business, that has plans and vision. No, you need to get your shit together. You need to have your business.
I thought, like, I mean, at this point, you already have your business, but you needed to build that. And for me, like, I am meeting some people that are building their thing on their own, you know, but I feel like we just need to maintain that support between one another.
One thing
that I'm hearing you say, and that I'm acknowledging, is that when you're saying, you know, that these men are accustomed to an alpha mom, you know, or a single mother, and, you know, she has this power, and but it's like these men know how to be a child to that woman.
Yes.
They do not know how to be a man.
Yeah.
Right? So it does make it difficult in that sense, but do we not need to be patient with our men and show them how, you know, to show them their place?
I agree, but my issue with that now, and that's what I say, because it's been my second wedding and probably now you from a black man woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm tired of putting the pacifier.
Sister.
I am ready to find a man that already has his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we decide to work together for the next level.
Mm.
Because I want to be patient for my men, but I won't be patient for my men when my men prove me that you already know where he's going. I should not be here to disturb where you're going. I should be able to help you elevate where you at.
Exactly.
And for us to get together and get to another level. Because we both have certain assets that helps us push forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me to stop my life to support you, it has to be in a sense where I am already able to provide on myself. I no longer can depend on no one to provide for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, that's where, yes, I could be patient, but you really have to be like a good 5-4 step ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's for you to build your own and you don't have nothing, and it's not equal, be the equal. You have to find balance.
Yeah.
If it's not balanced, I'm sorry. I mean, we grown women. We have children today. There's a certain standard that 10 years ago I would have been, yes, I agree. But 10 years later, I'm like, no. Because it's not fair. It's not fair, especially because I already have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm like, patience used to be good back then. But now it started to be a pacifier, because most of our men are used of us calling them king.
Yeah.
But if you know what a king is someone that is human that can rule the land and have his thing together. But king today is you just put your legs up on the feet and expect me to bring your plan.
Exactly.
I'm not your slave. I'm sorry. I'm not your maid.
Yeah.
And I think until we break off that confusion of blaming the black slave for what the system has showed our black men and how we women view our men based on slavery.
Mm.
I'm no longer there, because I go further than that. I'm a queen. I'm a goddess, which means I'm used to dealing with gods.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to go lower than that, because I'm a human being on earth now, generation later, then I am fooling myself and forgetting who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm at. I'm raising a prince today. I can't go lower.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Absolutely. Right, I'm taking it in. Girl, I'm taking it in. These are conversations that I'm more accustomed to talking to males about. And, you know, for the most part, actually, no, only recently I had to be like, listen, I don't mind having this conversation with you, but what I'm not going to do is debate and fight and argue about it. I'm here to listen and observe and understand what it is that you're asking of me as a woman. But it can be very difficult. It can be very, very difficult when a man is not accustomed.
But they're not aligned in the two. It's all about the divine masculine. You have to get to a man that is on that walk.
Well, what I mean is, like, it's difficult to have those type of conversations when a man is not accustomed to being heard. So, you know, that's why I feel attacked sometimes. And for me, it's like, okay, if you just want me to shut up and listen, I can't.
Right.
Because we're here to find solution. We're here to conversate, not just right. me being spoken down to. You know, right. just a certain tone, and I shut off. Like, and I can't, you know. Just the other day, I hung up on somebody, and like, it just had to go that way. Because, you know, the respect wasn't mutual. But I can also understand when you're not accustomed to being able to voice yourself in such a manner. You know, right. and for more times, it's like that man is used to being that little boy crying and trying to talk and then being shut, like being quieted. But, you know, yeah. as a man, like, you do deserve to be spoken, or you do deserve to be heard. However, right. how are you expressing yourself?
They might call me the sensei. In my zone, yeah, yeah. Feel me while you're so, so bad. Say you know that you're sweet like taboo. Oh my God, you are call out. My name, you call out. Give me the Henny one time, me a pour out. Know what you need every time, now we fall out. Ball out, ball out, ball out, ball out. Ease. Me not really know what they want from me. But I really know what I want from you. You are the one with the two. What they call? They call a mood. Mm-hmm. How can we lose? Friendly. Me never left you to empty. Blow this and see, we can get friendly. You are searching this and me, coming correctly. We can get friendly.
Yeah. Nah, nigga, I ain't friendly. What's the point in putting the time in when you're temporary? Please, I ain't even decided if you're sexy. I know I need a bulla, but I hope he ain't messy. Please don't name her, I don't care who the ex be. Before me say he like her when she come into the gap. He wanted us three to have a little chat. He said, wait, Shay, how about your man? Don't worry about me, I got a 5-day pass. If you want something from me, baby, just ask. Come here, kya kya, come here fast. VVS drip, how my diamonds dance. These other girls are sick, but they ain't got no ass.
Champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a motherfucking pussy riot. Or we gon' have to put them on a pussy diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there. Straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it pass fail. Sassy, classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. kept us in the back of the store. We ain't hitting no more. Moonlit, nigga, lit, nigga. Already got the Oscar for the Casa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homies. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Geminati still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space on the damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it, made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Bond, never Jane Doe. And I Jane Go, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gonna need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, damn right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well, what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who twist the plot, who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris in the darkest hour, spoke truth to power, made a fandroid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind and paint the city pink, paint the city pink, and tuck the pearls in just in case the world in. And nigga down dog, nigga move back, take a seat, you are not involved, and hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fought him like origami. What's the way, baby? This a tsunami. For the culture, I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Huh. Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
Energy, drank a cup of quarters on my chorus, then I code up. Hey. If I rule the world, money stacks for all my daughters. Hey. Never ask for payment in the womb, times nine. Now we see the blood on the street, times try. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal. Heaven in thine, heaven is mine. Spiritual, lyrical, mother sang, sweetest taboo, rickle kind. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, energy rain. Intuition and ambition, intuition shine. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees.
Fanboy, I beg you listen me. I beg you open your ears for any waiting at they say. Waiting at they talk. Now serious talk at they talk go. No beating anga ears speaking. Listen. In this world we deal, members say ya, one day go come when we all go go. Before long, we go meet Mama Godo. when we dey meet Mama Godo, tell me, waiting, you go see.
With all my life germination, you realize all the time we wasting, you realize all the pain we facing. Please pour a cup, feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the times. Female energy, one shot, two shot, three times sorrows. Carry all the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give a couple crowns to the woman who had bore us, taught us, focus, love and support us. Magical, umbilical, my universe is radical. Introduce a nation to embracing what is factual. Feminine energy, almost mathematical. You can't really sum up what is infinite and valuable. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal heaven in thine. She sing a melody to pass the time, give us her energy so she feel mine. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, never shame again. Rain, tamed, brain, praying, intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees, ain't got
counselor. That's my job on a regular day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of men needs to be pacified today. And unfortunately, this is a society that we are living in. And I agree, some men most likely would need the patient to be catered to mm-hmm. be heard and healed on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've spent too many times in my life building these men mm-hmm. so that they can end up cheating on me. And go and provide the next easy thing yeah. because you needed to pull up work
right.
for me.
Right. Or just to prove, like, you know, they just need that validation that they still got it.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's what I'm saying. At that point, I needed to heal something about me, and my greatest sacrifice to heal that part was to sacrifice my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I go back to when I first met my husband, all the signs were there. Where it was like a broken soul that needed a lot of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't have his mother. Because he didn't have the financial understanding. Because of so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I wanted to uplift him and help him because he's a great man.
Mm-hmm.
Because he deserves someone to give him the patience of helping him heal and grow. And I jumped for it. And I spent 7 years. It was great 7 years. But it was evolving because he got comfortable in his pain. He got comfortable in his tantrums.
Yeah.
And at that point, again, it's about knowing where you at in your life, mm-hmm. knowing where you stand, and how much energy do you have
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to give to someone mm-hmm. with tantrums. I need a man. I don't need the other child. I got 2 children already.
Yeah.
That's where I was at. You know? So I hear you. And my thing to everybody that's listening and that's probably in the situation is, how much do you value yourself? And what position do you play when you are in a relationship?
Yeah.
Because we can speak about language of love 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to understand your language of love. Are you somebody that wants to give? Are you the prostitute that is good at bed yet never receive nothing?
Mm.
Are you the mother that always wants to feed, provide, and do everything and just be ungrateful for?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the girlfriend but yet never the wife. Are you the wife, yet never the girlfriend?
Hey.
Like, what position do you play?
Exactly. But like I have a question, because like we as women, we as a people have a lot of healing and self work to do. And I feel like this is something that is not negatively going to break us apart, but for the most part, it, like, you know, I think that the most healing does happen on your own.
I agree.
However, we're still struggling to keep our families together. And we're losing that. We're losing that in so many different ways. So, like, I don't want the message to come across that you don't need no man. You know, and our black men are too young, and y'all gotta grow up, and so on and so forth, and we ain't got no patience, so you need to go and check somebody else, check another, you know, ethnicity, or so on and so forth. Like, that is not the message whatsoever.
If that sounds, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. No, but people can take it wrong. People can always take it wrong, you know?
And again, for me, that goes all the way back to ego.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm saying is, I made that decision so that I can heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I recognized what was my flaws. I recognized what was the pattern that I kept on going.
Yeah.
We are talking about archetype men here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my history. I know where I come from. Mm-hmm. I'm a 6-month baby. My mother met my father 6 months later. I was coming in the picture, but my mom built my father.
Right.
And he went on and I had another wife and everything. I know my history. I did it for myself. Mm-hmm. My son is a 6-month baby. When you know your history, when you know your culture, when you know your patterns, the type of men you attract is always to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part where you need to stop the same story to get better. I'm already getting myself ready for my next husband. I will get married.
Yeah.
I will have my happy ending.
Yeah.
I will be happy, and my son will have, and my daughter will have a family that will be here and present. Mm-hmm. I will not die alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I no longer can surrender for what I know because of my comfort zone. So no. I'm not saying men are bad or whatever. It's the type of men we choose based on our hurt in our past life, in our mother's life.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to stop. Because everybody has a level of healing. I cannot do the work that I do yet still choose to be on the Lord because I'm seeking for love.
Exactly.
I am the embodiment of love. Therefore, the love I give is free. But if I'm getting into a love where ego and arguments and respect is not being given, then it's not love. Mm-hmm. And I have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to acknowledge that. That's what I'm teaching here. That's what I'm telling women here.
Okay. Hey, arrête.
You're not gonna get no preaching.
You're just icing. Like, you see, this is why I did not want to get in conversation with you, because I have a million other questions that connect to that, but we need to move forward from it. I want to know what Temple Ka is.
Ooh, Temple Ka is all about that. Temple Ka is all about what we just spoke. It's exactly when I built the Temple Ka, I was in my living room and I was in the process of healing from my first divorce. And I healed myself. I spent 4 years. I even went back to my parents' house. I left my parents' house when I was 16. And I understood that to heal myself, I needed to heal the broken part, the broken child in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to my parents. I continued doing the healing. I went every morning in front of the water. I pray and meditated from 6 to 12 a.m. I changed my diet. I healed the relationship. I was a beaten child. I was beaten for everything. I've been in the streets since I was 16.
Mm.
And I needed to heal that part of me. Yet I was still chosen man that was putting me down because I was looking for the validation of my father.
Mm-hmm.
And Temple Ka was built out of that. It was built out of the understanding of how I healed myself, how I forgive my father. And naturally, women were gravitating towards me because I have found peace.
Mm-hmm.
Through music, through my art, to expressing, to sharing, naturally. And then when I saw that happening, I was like, you know what, let me try to do this. Then I met Odessa. Then I met you, and then I started to learn about coaching. Then I found out who the Fu was book, and then it started to be my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when my son would come home and he would be like, "Mommy, who did you make cry?" And I was like, "What you mean?" He was like, "Somebody cry." And I was like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah.
Now the energy of the client were too much.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It's so funny because I think that's the place where I've learned resilience. I didn't have no money when I opened the first tempoka. I had $700 in my pocket. And the ancestors still be here was the time. And I asked them, I was like, okay, let's do this. And everybody that gravitated towards me, some of them wasn't able to pay. And I was like, okay, but what do you do? Oh, I'm a carpenter. Can you build my steam chairs?
There you go.
I needed a table massage. I had $100. And I would go to PGG and I would be, God, I only have $100.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I need this. And
yeah.
Then I would go pay and I would find someone. And and literally in a month, I was able to build every single thing I needed for my first opening.
Mm.
And a couple months later, I opened Montreal's first holistic spa, womb healing care.
Mm.
And it's been a journey ever since then. It was not an easy one. And every day I wouldn't give up. But I'm still standing and I'm healing. I healed over 564 women. I have 36 babies as a doula that I gave birth to. Women that had fibroids and cysts or even PCOS that was not able to give birth are having children today. I'm doing the work. I'm doing it. And it's inspiring every day. And yeah, that's how Tempoka was born. Five years going on July. I still can't believe it.
So what? I don't even know what the question is.
I keep telling you, you need to have a podcast. That's what it is. Like, you have to have conversations.
Yo, you tell, like, I, okay. I know, that's too. Like, okay, in point form. What can we come to Temple Ka for? You know, what are the services that you offer?
So, when you come to Temple Ka, the first thing I always say is come for a consultation. It's very important for me to sit down with the client or with the beautiful soul in front of me so that I know how can I guide you. It's holistic. So how I call it, Tempoka, holistic care catered to your needs. So I have a lot of diploma when you come into my office.
Mm-hmm.
The diplomas are not here to show that I have diplomas, but it's just to show that, look, I did my studies, but I also been applying the work for myself.
Yeah.
So by coming to my, to sit down and have a consultation first, I am able to identify your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I can say, well, Do you need an energy healing or an energy cleansing? So I have my table. We could use crystals, sound bowls, Reiki, magnetism, alignment of the chakras. If you have womb issues, which is our specialty, is all about, is the first yoni steam spot in Montreal where you can come to steam. We can be up to 6 women. Then we will have a womb massage with my oils because I also have, I'm an herbologist, so I have my own line of products where I can really help women. My specialty is anything that has to do with infertility, fibroids, and endometriosis. And then you have the shop. We have different services. I'm also an akashic person, so I read spirits and auras and energy. Mm-hmm. I do tarot reading. So a lot of people would be like, oh my gosh, she does voodoo, or she's a spitch, she's a witch, or whatever. Call it whatever you want. I would tell you that I am a godsend, and I am able to connect with your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I can guide you in the perspective of what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I highly believe that I am a light worker. I am here because God sent me here. I come from a Christian background and family, so spirituality and religion is not an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can balance both. I know my Bible from the back to head. At the end of the day, what's important is to connect with that spirit that needs help.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise.
The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance. Bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. For you, for you, for you, for you. For that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up.
With the gift that's within you is to break free from the patterns and the ancestral contract that was created so that we can elevate. And it's crazy, it's 22:22 when I look at the clock, so I'm like, okay girl, I still got it.
And okay, so one thing like that kind of bugs me is that just because we're women or like you're a female healer doesn't mean that you're only, it's not only women that you, are your clients.
I have beautiful men coming for Steve.
I like how you say that, beautiful men.
Ooh, girl, child, I'm telling you, they were beautiful. Okay. I have men coming for Steve with their women. And today, with their women. Booking. Yeah, they're coming today and they're booking a Steve for them and their women. And I love it because they come, they have a spiritual bath, have a beautiful bathtub. They come and take the steam, and then we finish with a tantric meditation. So you have bowls around and candles, and I really heal and bless and purify. And they go back home really happy. A lot of my couples that couldn't have children came out of that session and had babies right after that.
Wow. Okay.
Because we cleanse the energy. We realign. Yeah. We reconnect the soul. We reconnect the why you guys were together in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, we have a tendency to automatically call ourselves husband and wife. This is my boo. This is my this. And we forget how to be friends. And sometimes it's just reconnecting the basic of why we first fall in love. And the magic comes purely after that. The connection is so pure after that. So, yes, I have men come in to Steve, and it's actually better for them, too, because tell yourself, it helps you, it helps them get longer sexually in the bed. It lasts longer. It smells good. It tastes good. And it takes 64 days for a man to have fresh sperm. Because men have their period.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know that.
No, we don't. You know? A lot of stuff that people miss, you know, but there's just not enough time or no place to put it in, you know, but it's still right. necessary, and it keeps people hungry because it's like, oh shit, what was that woman's name? And what was she talking about? What did she say about this? And, you know, so
yeah.
For people who want to connect with you, who want to learn more about you, about your services, about themselves, how can they get in contact with you?
So you can go on my Instagram or www.tempuka.com. You can find me and book me there. So now I have a lot of Instagram. Don't judge me, but it's just I was trying to separate myself, but I know it can't be done. I hear it. I understand
hey,
it now.
Hey. All we ask is how can we get in contact with you?
Okay, so you can go to Jitalanti Life. Me on Instagram is the best way. Jitalanti Life or tempuka.com.
So how do you spell Gitana?
Oof. G as George, Y-T-A-N-A, T and light.
All right. And it's temple, T-E-M-P-L-E, and is that dot K-A?
Yes.
Okay.
That's tempuka. My Instagram.
All right, tempoka.
Which
yeah.
means energy, soul, mm-hmm. the body of the temple, we hold the soul into it.
Yeah, man.
Can we, before we leave, can we do something real quick?
Oh, we ain't going nowhere. We're not done. Like, oh, no. I was just saying, I'm like, okay.
Where you can meet me. So I'm like, well, this is not you.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But you said we're not done. Let's be done.
No. Like, the thing is, like, as I was saying, this is a lot of editing. So already we have at least an hour of stuff that I can chop up and so on and so forth. But, like, you and me, we're not finished in conversation. Okay. Like,
so I just wanted to add that before we end up the whole podcast. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to sit down, take a deep breath in, and I just want to pray and say thank you for my beautiful sister, to always do such amazing work. I think we are not acknowledged, and we shouldn't wait when people are gone to receive their flower. So I want to give thanks and praise to the Most High, to the ancestor, to everybody that's listening, for all the work she's been doing. I hope that you receive and acknowledge and uplift yourself today while listening to her work, to allowing us artists, healers, to be able to speak and share a mic with her on her show. I know this will not happen right now, right here, but at the right time you will listen to it. So take a moment to take a deep breath. I just want to say that I'm thankful for having you in my life. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for doing your work. May the God, your ancestors, your child, and the spirit that works with him see how strong, how beautiful, how healthy you are. I know as yourself, you've been through so much. And I see you, I appreciate you, I acknowledge you. And I'm so happy we were able to connect and you allowed me to share my voice on your platform. To all everybody that's listening, I send you love and light and peace. I'm Jitalanti Light, and it was a pleasure. And I hope you find enlightenment in this wonderful moment we had together. Ashe.
Ashe.
That's all.
Okay, I need a second. Oh, God. Okay. I really appreciate that.
Okay, baby.
Okay,
okay?
It's just, like, when you're not expecting that, like, I really appreciate that.
Happy, it came out of my heart.
Deserve it. Yeah. Okay, wow, that just threw me off.
It was needed. I see you so, baby girl. Thank you for reaching out and allowing me to even be like, I'm so, girl, when can I be part of the show and making it happen? That was beautiful.
Here I am, like, running from conversation, and you just, like, you're just like, yeah, no, that ain't happened.
You know I had to come.
They're just so, like, there's so much. There's so much. And as much as you're showing me, like, appreciation, like, it just bounces back. It bounces back because, something like that I didn't share about that night when you had your performance was like, no, more than enough. Like, when I would go into a studio, and I was welcome to record or something, it's either like they just stole my voice, you know, like record my voice, and then they're like, okay, well, we'll let you know. And then I hear it on a track and no acknowledgement.
Oof, yeah.
Or, you know, like I put something down that was really heartfelt, like, and it was hard, and then the guy was like, okay, well, like, you know, there was never any talks about money, because I thought I was doing you a favor by getting your joints on the radio and stuff, and then to turn around and it's like, okay, well, if we're not getting sexual, then, like, this is getting erased and deleted. And a lot of times, I wasn't necessarily singing my own stuff. You know, it was mostly like Lauryn Hill or NDRE and certain, because, like, I didn't feel like, or I didn't know what I was going to say. And I did not want to be just a voice. I had so much to share, and I'm like, how can I share it like Lauryn Hill? And then when I heard you, I was like, but this is what I want to say. Like, this is my vibe. You know? And, man. So at that time, it was really like, I was working for, like, True Kings. I know you know Hamid or Pharoah. Like, before he did OFC, he was doing the True Kings. And I was slaving for these people. And it was like, I found out that they were making money behind my back. And I, like, I was doing everything for these people. And then I didn't learn from that. Then I joined OFC and was building that from ground up. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you're stealing these people's money. You're giving them false hope. And, like, and again, there's finances involved. And I have nothing for myself.
Well, they know that.
So it was like, it's just, it's a lot. It's so much. And I don't really know how to say things, like, without being straight up like, oh no, these people fucked up. So, like, you know, I was done with, but, like, the group that I was really referring to was WestCan. And for 13 years, for 15 years, I danced with them. And I think I got paid like 3 times.
Wow.
And so, again, you know, like, it was really just for me. This is as close as I could get to my culture. This is as authentic as it gets to dance. I don't have to share the floor with white women and have to dilute it. You know, I've always worked with kids, and I was telling them, like, you know, start the kids group. Like, children need this because we're getting older. And they didn't want to until they started having their own children. And then all of a sudden it became a thing. And of course I'm doing groundwork, and then it was like, okay, well, we don't need you. We don't need you for shit. And like, that was really hurtful. And that's something that, like, I'm still healing from right now. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't necessarily ask me, like, are you dancing anymore? They ask me, like, how come you don't dance with West Can anymore?
Because you had your face, yeah.
Man, like, you know, and then, like, not having to prove anything to nobody. Like, I always had that, and that was more, like, in the hip-hop world and stuff like that. And, like, there's just...
Well, now you understand why I started singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the same thing.
And
but, all of those, I think there's specific people that you go through too, because you expect, there's like that community, that you like community, that it's like holistic consciousness people. And at the end of the day, you're just like, wow.
And you, and like, well, I don't know about you, but I can tell the real from the fake.
Of course, now, because of those lessons. But those people, I'm good. I've been traumatized enough.
Yeah. And I accept that I'm a loner, if you want to label it. I love my company.
Yes, and it's, as you said.
Yeah, like, but it's also very difficult to, like, I don't want to have to defend my spirituality.
Of course.
I would love to tell you what it has done for me. Mm. I would like to tell you, you know, where you can go to experience these things, how you can cleanse yourself. But what I cannot do is debate about it.
But you see, for me, if I have to debate my spirituality, then I'm speaking about religion. Because for me, spirituality is a way of living. It's me, my connection, and I don't have nothing to say about it. Mm-hmm. But when I have to try to explain to you, then I'm trying to convert you into something. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm not about. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You do you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in what I do, that's your problem.
Right.
Why am I going to debate with you? I'm trying to explain to you that I believe in the earth and the element, and that I see God through you. Like,
but how was that transition from, well, I mean, I know you're saying that you have, the, like, you're balancing the two of them, but especially Haitians, when
the
it comes
that
to...
accepted me, mm-hmm. And that I didn't try to have my parents' approval of what my belief and make them understand was the day that I freed myself.
Hmm.
Because most of my fighting, my debating, and the reason why they wasn't accepting me is because I was trying to prove them that it was a different way.
Okay.
Yo, you believe in what you believe, man. Once I understand that some people need to follow, and people like us are leaders.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta let go, man.
Yeah.
What makes you feel happy is this little faith makes you feel like you connected to God, then yo, you're doing the work in your own way.
You look at me like I'm unfamiliar, acting brand new like you never knew that you like them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my hair, but you don't care for this. I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman. Hard bread fed, sweet tea sipping, Nubian queen with the skin that glistens. I'm a black woman. 16 sitting on
what is
there is this thing.
Do you realize consciousness is affected? There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize our consciousness is affected? There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news, brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour. Today is August 27th. My name is Brian Jefferson, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Kanyenkehaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back on 90.3 FM.
Radio.
Southwest.